Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast number 768. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast, dear friends, is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and yes, even motivate you to simply just pray. I don't care how you feel today. I don't care what is weighing heavy on your mind. I do not care whether or not you feel close to God. None of that matters. I don't care what kind of tribulation or trouble or pain you're feeling. If you are a Christian, if you are a child of God, you need to pray. To the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you need to pray only in the name of Jesus Christ. And you need to pray in faith, believing. This is the reason why I do not care what you're going through or how you feel, because that matters not. And because prayer is a faith thing, and you need to pray in faith, believing. You have death in the family, pray. You're going through separation and divorce, pray. You have a family member going astray, away from God, who probably was never with God in the first place, pray. You have teenagers, pray. The debts are high and the money is low, pray. You need food on a daily basis. You need your daily bread, pray for it. So whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, friends forsaking you, family members forsaking you, betraying you, whatever the case, all of it is very painful and difficult, I know. But the only thing that will get you through is prayer. Now here's a quote that God gave me today to help you pray. Through difficult times, praying without ceasing is the best way to successfully and cheerfully get through the vicissitudes of life. It is the best way And quite frankly, dear friend, it is the only way, along with reading God's Word, which in my mind, that goes together. So pray without ceasing. And God has made that clear time and time again throughout the Scriptures. So with that said, my beloved, this podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. In the way that I have shared with you. Pardon me. That is, with faith in God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In faith believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If I can get you to just pray in that way, I believe all sorts of wonderful things and even miracles will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God. We pray in faith, believing, not by our feelings. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew 6:12, which reads, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from, no doubt, the greatest devotional commentary ever written on the Bible, Matthew Henry's commentary. "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." This is connected with the former. "And forgive," intimating that unless our sins be pardoned, we can have no comfort in life. Allow me to repeat that. This is connected with the former "and forgive," intimating that unless our sins be pardoned, we can have no comfort, we can have no peace, we can have no joy in life, or the supports of it. Our daily bread does not feed us. Our daily bread does rather feed us as lambs for the slaughter. Our daily bread does but feed us as lambs for the slaughter. If our sins be not pardoned, it intimates likewise that we must pray for daily pardon as duly as we pray for daily bread. "He that is washed needeth to wash his feet." Here we have a petition. Father in heaven, forgive us our debts. Our debts to thee. Our sins are our debts. There is a debt of duty. Which rather as creatures we owe to our Creator. We do not pray to be discharged from that, but upon the non-payment of that, there arises a debt of punishment. In default of obedience to the will of God, we become obnoxious to the wrath of God. and for not observing the precept of the law, we stand obliged to the penalty. A debtor is liable to process. So are we. A malefactor is a debtor to the law. So are we. Our heart's desire and prayer to our Heavenly Father every day should be that He would forgive us our debts. That the obligation to punishment may be canceled and vacated, that we may not come into condemnation, that we may be discharged and have the comfort of it. Ensuing out the pardon of our sins, the great plea we have to reply upon is the satisfaction that was made to the justice of God for the sin of man by the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, our surety, or rather bail to the action that undertook our discharge. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from Kevin DeYoung. He said, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus assumes that asking for forgiveness would be a daily occurrence, as would praying that we might be delivered from evil and led not into temptation. My personal encouragement for you today is this. Families are in need of a great amount of intercession and prayer. Even if your marriage and family seems strong right now, seek out those families in your church and in your community who are on the rocks and make it your mission to pray for them daily. They need your prayers. All marriages need prayer, those that say they're Christian and those that say they're not. At last count, I'm told that Christian marriage is right up there. Christian divorces, so-called families that claim to be Christian, the divorce rate is right up there with the world and people who don't even know God. And I think someone said it has surpassed it. And these things, brethren, ought not so to be. And sistren, these things ought not so to be. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Praying Men at a Premium, Part 5, from the fine book The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. And Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, Christian people must pray for men. On one occasion, Samuel said unto the people, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Fortunate for these sinful people who had rejected God and desired a human king, that they had in Israel a man of prayer, the royal way to enlarge personal grace is to pray for others. Intercessory prayer is a means of grace to those who exercise it. We enter the richest fields of spiritual growth and gather its priceless riches in the avenues of intercessory prayer. To pray for men is of divine nomination and presents the highest form of Christian service. Men must pray and men must be prayed for. The Christian must pray for all things, of course. But prayers for men are infinitely more important. allow me to repeat that in your hearing. You need to hear this again. Men must pray and men must be prayed for. The Christian must pray for all things, of course, but prayers for men are infinitely more important, just as men are infinitely more important than things. So also prayers for men are far more important than prayers for things, because men more deeply concern God's will and the work of Jesus Christ than things. Men are to be cared for, sympathized with, and prayed for, because sympathy, pity, compassion, and care accompany and precede prayer for men when they are not called out for things. All this makes praying a real business, not child's play, not a secondary affair, nor a trivial matter, but a serious business. The men who have made a success of praying have made a business of praying. It is a process demanding the time, thought, energy, and hearts of mankind. Prayer is business for time, business for eternity. It is a man's business to pray, transcending all other business. And we include here, and I'm adding this, children and women. Women and children ought to be prayers, ought to be prayer warriors as well. But men certainly ought to pray. Men ought to be meek and lowly like Jesus and pray. If Jesus prayed, men ought to pray, for he's the greatest man who ever lived on this earth, being Emmanuel, God with us. And I'm adding all of that back to the text. Prayer is business for time, business for eternity. It is a man's business to pray, transcending all other business and taking precedence over all other vocations, professions, or occupations. Our praying concerns ourselves, all men, their greatest interests, even the salvation of their immortal souls. Praying is a business which takes hold of eternity and the things beyond the grave. Praying is a business, allow me to repeat. Praying is a business which takes hold of eternity and the things beyond the grave. It is a business which involves earth and heaven. All worlds are touched and worlds are influenced by prayer. It has to do with God and men, angels and devils. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. We don't, as you know, we don't just talk about prayer. We actually pray, not only in this podcast, but we pray every day, all day, by the grace of God. It is truly a business to yours truly. Remember, the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, so much for this time together. Thank you for these reminders, these motivator podcasts, prayer motivator podcasts that we participate in, and help us to be men and women, boys and girls of prayer, and help us to take it seriously, as Dr. Ian Bounds talked about. Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your system of grace. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, of your system of grace, which includes prayer. Thank you for your mercy and your love and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made salvation possible for all of us, for he is the sacrificial Lamb of God. Who died for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Have mercy, Lord, and grace upon us, and for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures and our faults. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the fullness and the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us to walk by the power of your Holy Spirit throughout the remainder of this day, even as we go to the mission field, as we share the gospel with others. Be with us. And Lord, bless the trip. Protect us as we go. Surround us as you have always done, with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. And Lord, there's death and killing and murder all around us. We pray for the families left behind who are devastated and who are in great pain. Comfort them as only you can. Help them to turn their eyes towards you, Lord Jesus, and Holy Father God. And Holy, pardon me. And Holy Father God, we pray that you will deliver all of us who are saved from temptation, evil, and sin. And grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to pray without ceasing. Help us to do the business of prayer in a sincere manner. For your glory, praise, and honor, we continue in prayer as we pray over our regular prayer list. We pray collectively and individually for the following people and the following things. We pray for 3 million lost souls, over 3 million lost souls to come to know your Savior through this ministry. And we pray for millions more to be saved through the other ministries. As we're facing pestilence all around. And Holy Father God, we pray for the revival of your Christian people everywhere. We pray for the healing of Christian marriages and families and those who are hurting through death and pain and even other things. We pray for the healing and the revival, for the salvation and healing of this nation. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for the thousands of others who have done so. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, financial, material, physical, emotional, provision, blessings upon all of those thousands of families who have sent in prayer requests down through the years and deliver them from their problems and their troubles and their tribulation. We pray the same for Naeem, and we also pray specifically, please bless and provide for the revival crusade that they're having, and bless him with all of the Bibles he needs. We pray for Bushibi. Please bless him with the resources he needs to finish building the Bible school classrooms, and bless him with the invitation letters ahead of time for USA traveling visas. We pray for Mary for an increase in church membership for the salvation of the lost. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have accepted you into their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Vitalis, Faye, and Augustine. And Lord, help them to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Silvio, Rosario, and Maggie. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours, and help us all to grow in the faith and to stand strong in the faith in spite of the tribulations of life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.